Greetings, dear family. I'd like to share with you a dream I had demonstrating the omnipotent power of the blood of Jesus and the purifying of our ancestral bloodlines. In 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, we read, "Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishing things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." Amen. I was in heaven in my dream, talking with John on a beautiful white sandy beach with the gentle ocean waves lapping at our feet. John handed me the sword of the Spirit, and I noticed there was an addition of a flaming red heart on the tip of the sword. He said, "That heart on the tip represents the blood of Jesus." When I took Holy Spirit's sword in my hand and raised it up, I could feel tremendous power shooting down from heaven, hitting the tip and moving all the way to the hilt. My hand was shaking, trying to maintain my grip on the sword, because the powerful force of his blood was so intense. John explained that I could use this sword to help souls cleanse their bloodline by sending them out with the holy angels, guided by the Holy Spirit, to hit their intended target as a blessing and purification of their bloodline. My mind was racing with more questions when I woke up from the dream. Jesus began speaking. "You can also assist with the purging of blood pollution from souls with your heavenly arrows by dipping the tips with my shed blood before sending them out with the angels." "That is way cool, Lord. I love it." "I thought you might," Jesus continued. "One day soon, my people, there will be a final reckoning for sin. Refrain from sinning and help others to do the same. I offered myself up willingly on the cross to atone for all of humanity's sins. Sins of the heart, sins of the flesh, sins of the spirit, sins of the tongue, and protection against these sins. There is true power in my blood, as you experienced, Elizabeth, along with my unfathomable divine grace. Lord, please tell us more about the sins of the heart and of the spirit. When you are cleansed with my blood, my grace and redemptive power helps you to not desire to commit adultery, theft, murder, indulge in drug use, or live like the world does. But oftentimes you forget about the sins of the heart and the spirit. You think about outward sin, but neglect to repent of your inward sin, the sin that I see in your heart. Pride, envy, selfishness, covetousness, and lust, to name a few. You love other things before loving your God. Ask yourselves, do you truly love me with all your heart? Do you give us your full attention? Do you give us all your glory and all your praise? Many of my servants fall short in the true intentions of their hearts. Ask me to help you by cleansing you of your hidden and subconscious offenses and neglects, those that lie deep inside your heart and thoughts. That is why David prayed, "How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins." That's in Psalm 19, 12 and 13. When you knowingly go against what is true, you are committing a sin of the Spirit. You become wise in your own eyes and seek your own counsel. You do not exercise godly wisdom or knowledge from above. When Judas betrayed me, he knew the truth, but sought worldly wealth instead. This was a grievous sin indeed. Just then I recalled hearing about a few people who have stated out loud that they are without sin, or they have gone a whole day or week not sinning. We are reminded in 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The Lord continued, my blood was offered up in the place of sinful people to receive the just wrath of my Father and pay the penalty so that you might live. My blood signifies the sacrificial giving of life in the place of those deserving death. It upholds divine justice and opens the floodgates of our mercy. The spilling of my blood covers sin when you join me in faith. The decisive weapon the demons use against you is making you think you will not be forgiven of your sin. I freed you from captivity and redeemed you from Satan. Do not believe his lies and evil suggestions. Precious ones, the power of my blood is not temporary. It's final and forever. It's faith, forgiveness, victory, sanctification. My blood provides you with righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Be humble, dear ones, and truth-loving. Live in the light. Help others do the same. And by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body. The way of the cross is self-denial, suffering, truth, love, righteousness, purity, and the way of life. And that was the end of his message. Wow, I've got God bumps all over me. That's a convicting and powerful word. James Kowalya has given us prayers we can say to appropriate the blood of Jesus and purge our bloodlines from ancestral sin that has been passed down through the generations. We can help others as well. First, you will want to prepare by going on a liquid fast or fast as you can. No sweets or favorite foods at least 3 days before this prayer. Then say, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus purify my inner man. Say this 3 times. I renounce and cut off all evil soul ties in Jesus' name. Satan and all evil spirits against me and monitoring me, release me and die. Say this 3 times as well. I enthrone Jesus in my heart. Lord, anoint me with holy fire in Jesus' name. Evil programmed to control me that's in my blood, die in Jesus' name. I break any satanic chain in my life in Jesus' name. I block information to cage my soul in Jesus' name. Armies of heaven, release destructive weapons against my enemies in Jesus' name. Occult power, release my mind in Jesus' name. Lord, empower me to reign with Christ in Jesus' name. Father, sanctify me from evil and blood pollution in Jesus' name. any evil power over me be disgraced by fire in Jesus' name. I paralyze the weapons of the enemy in Jesus' name. Any evil in my life or reports walk out by fire in Jesus' name. Fire of deliverance, burn in my bones against evil relationships in Jesus' name. Peace of God, suppress confusion in my heart in Jesus' name. Evil powers over my desires, die by fire in Jesus' name. I will be delivered from my enemies in Jesus' name. Powers damaging my life, fire with the blood of Jesus, be destroyed. Anointing and glory of God fall on my life in Jesus' name. I break and close all spiritual bondage and realms against me in Jesus' name. What belongs to me, return to me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.